This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
All right, so you can take control of the airwaves, and we're going to go right into you and your thoughts. We'll start out, and by the way, coming up still, the Social Security story that I promised you last night, but we didn't get a chance to touch. So let's go to George first in Massachusetts. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you?
How's it going?
Doing good. Good, thanks.
What's on your mind tonight, George?
Yeah, I just wanted to call in. I've been staying in touch with Jay Noon there about what was happening over in Palmer.
Excellent. That's the gentleman who is having was having his home threatened, and I guess is still living under the threat of having his home taken from him, being evicted from it for not paying property taxes, well, pretty much ever since he purchased it. We all, the three of us, actually all went down there to help defend his home from being taken. And it's now been over a couple weeks since that happened, maybe close to three, and he has not yet been kicked out of his home. So that's a little good news.
That is good news. And on a kind of a sad note, I heard you mention about a vigil. And tomorrow there's going to be a memorial from 8:30 to 10:30 at the, I think it's called the Cheshire Court in Keene, where the gentleman Thomas Ball, the veteran, immolated himself.
Sure, yeah, that's right. That. There was a gentleman about, it's actually been almost an entire month now. Tomorrow will be the first month since Thomas Ball set himself on fire out in front of the Cheshire County Courthouse here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. The reason for our listeners that maybe haven't heard the story is that he spent approximately a decade of his life going through just a nightmarish court situation where the short version, and it's hard to do a short version of this, but there was an incident with him and one of his kids. He's got three kids, and he unfortunately did strike one of his children in a moment of where he just, you know, he lost control.
I think it was discipline, and, but, you know, not good discipline.
I would say it was a poor choice on his part.
Yeah, that's what I think.
And what he did didn't deserve what happened to him, and that is that his wife at that time had called the Monadnock Family Services. It's not a government agency. It's a private agency, but they get government money, and as I understand it. And she'd asked what to do in this case about, you know, what had happened with her daughter being hit by him. And they said, well, if you don't call the police, we're going to have you arrested. You could be arrested.
You'll be arrested for child abuse if you don't call the police.
Right. So she was scared by what they had said to her, which, by the way, was a lie, apparently, on their part.
Yeah. The police later said it was a mistake to have arrested him at all.
Right. But, of course, a lot of police departments around the country have this mandatory arrest policy where if some officer is called to a place for domestic violence call, then it's policy that they make an arrest. Even if both of the people at the domestic violence call say, look, you know, we overreacted, this is no big deal, we're okay now, everything's fine, please leave, the officers have to leave with somebody in handcuffs. So they arrested Tom Ball, and that began this chain of events that led to a divorce proceeding. It led to, during that, you know, him having his kids taken from him and then spending the next decade or so trying to actually see his kids on an unsupervised basis, which the court refused to allow until he would meet with counselors who were representing the very same organization that had given his wife at the time bad information.
So he was reasonably upset with them.
Right. He felt like they were biased against him and that
he tried to meet with them, but they said, well, we're not going to meet with you until you straighten up your attitude, mister.
That's correct. So basically it was a big game of pass the buck. The court refused to make any decision in the case regarding whether he could see his kids or not unsupervised. Before they wouldn't make that decision unless he went and met with these people that he didn't want to meet with. He wanted the court to make the decision.
But the charges were all dropped. This guy had no charges. He was not convicted of having done anything.
Correct. He was found not guilty, as I understand
it. But he still couldn't see his kids.
Right. And so over a decade of this, after he got pushed too far, and he decided that he was about ready to go to jail because he couldn't make child support payments because he had lost his job.
Yep.
And it wasn't that he'd never made the payments. He was making payments. Then he lost his job and was unable to make the payments at that point. And you know, his ex-wife was taking him to court based on that. She had demanded that the court place an order on him to pay up or get put in jail. And he didn't want to go to jail. So, because how the hell are you going to pay back the child support if you're in a jail cell?
Right, debtor's prison at then.
And so rather than go to court and then go to jail, and rather than have to continue to deal with this, he decided to take his own life by setting himself ablaze outside of the courthouse at approximately 5:30 one afternoon, approximately 1 month ago. So with that said, George, it sounds like you're coming up to the memorial tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I've actually got my my children and myself on a custody issue, so I'm trying to kind of they're at the age where I'm not going to be able to be there. But however, I can say that there are gentlemen coming up from Massachusetts, and certainly there's been men from New Hampshire who have been affected by these private laws, these policies, and I think the larger issue, and one of the gentlemen coming up, he just came back from Afghanistan. He was actually Tom Ball's sergeant that he reported to in the Massachusetts National Guard. Mm-hmm. So, and he's also had a custody issue, and of course, people would never join a service myself, but those folks get affected a lot by these whole custody policies. But the larger issue that's happening, as you have just astutely said, is you're taking life, liberty, and property without due process. And I don't mean the administrative or the legislative due process that comes from an agency, because you know maybe they even go through their procedures or whatever. But that has nothing to do with the law of the land and what was originally intended with the whole idea of the Magna Carta, et cetera. So even if you look at it down at the common law, how we treat each other, basis of the true judiciary, which was always 12 people that knew you, that knew your character, that knew who you were. You're not getting that. You're getting these policymakers, as you guys always bring
up. And the juries are stacked with people that are just ignorant. They don't they don't know what freedom is about. They certainly are not your peers, and in many cases, they're people that are very, very. They have quite an allegiance with the government, with the idea of the state.
Right. The big problem I have is obviously the policies and the de facto law. And the difficulty it is to change there or to challenge that, because it isn't some legislative matter. You'd have to either have someone in charge of that institution, whether it's the city council in charge of the police department or whoever's in charge of the sheriff's office. You know, you'd have to go to them, and the accountability, as we found here in New Hampshire, is just a joke. You call the administrative judge to complain about something, and they'll just continually turn you down and just give you the runaround. So there's really no accountability. There's no real way to challenge these sort of things, aside from getting arrested and then perhaps appealing it to maybe the Supreme Court.
I think there's another way. There's the way of numbers, and that is to get as many liberty-minded people all together in the same place, and maybe that would help change the system. But even if it doesn't, if you had enough people say, the hell with you, I'm not paying these taxes anymore, then they can only put so many of us in jail and they can only steal so many houses. I mean, we saw what happened with Jay Noon down in Massachusetts. He's one man who had the courage to do what I think a lot of people would like to do, and that is not pay property tax. And it's been now 2 or 3 weeks since they threatened to steal his home, and they haven't made a move yet on him.
I agree with that. I think it's one of the gentlemen I was talking to out of South Carolina. I'm actually going to a due process required school that it's a kind of a correspondence thing. Every Wednesday night we have a school, and we're hoping to spread that idea throughout the country. But if you get 20 people from each county that start adjudicating these things using the ancient writs, the writ of prohibition, the writ of error, those writs which bypass the administrative trial courts, we think that there can be a political movement, if you will, without being, without registering to vote or pulling a lever on anybody, but you're using that that de jure part of the court.
I have to say that's a little Greek to me. I think I understand where you're coming from. You're talking about setting up your own court somehow, and I don't know how that would end up panning out. But I'm interested in learning more if somebody's willing to elucidate on that, but not on the air necessarily. Maybe over at the forum at freekeen.com or something like that. That might be a better place for those ideas to be fleshed out, to see if there's any interest in that. But right now, and thanks, George, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Right now, we still lack numbers. I mean, yeah, there have been hundreds of people that have moved to New Hampshire, but those hundreds are spread out across the entire state. So there needs to be hundreds more, thousands more, and that's why we're here for the Free State Project. FreeStateProject.org. We'll tell you more about that coming up. You can take control, bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
By the way, those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see them. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine. All there, all free, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was, too, for many years. And you know that smoking's going to kill you at some point. There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save about $120 a month, and it tastes better. There's no more ashtray mouth, no smell, no secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. There's free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers. The 40 cartomizers are $69, so buy the 40 cartomizers, get free shipping, get a free starter kit. It's an awesome deal. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com. It's 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com. And I actually spoke with Steve Smith from Vaporsmiths in an interview today, and it's going to be at the end of tonight's podcast, so you can listen to that if you want to find out more.
Very cool. 800-259-9231. Continuing with your thoughts, also still to come here, the Social Security news. Stu is in New Hampshire. Stu, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Outstanding. Actually got through as advertised. Excellent.
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to help forward the goals.
Excellent. When did you make the move?
About 2 months ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I've been here for a while, and I haven't done anything yet. I'm starting to feel bad.
Did you go to Pork Fest?
I just attended my third Pork Fest just a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, excellent.
I was there.
So you did something. I mean, that's a whole lot of doing going to Pork Fest.
I suppose socializing counts as something. It's right. I don't know if it really counts
as activism.
Okay.
I've been hearing all these
great and glorious things happening to you guys talk about on the airwaves, but I'm not that kind of a guy. I'm a cautious man.
Okay.
I can't go out and, you know, spit in a cop's face and set myself on fire. I don't do that sort of thing.
Well, no one else here is doing that either.
No one's spitting, but go ahead.
I want to spread the word that little things can be activism, too.
Yes. Sure, of course.
Don't have to explode the state. You can just give it a paper cut.
You know, death by a thousand cuts.
Exactly. Enough of the small things, and they'll get irritated, too.
Well, that's what I've suggested all along here, is that you don't have to jump into the deep end of non-cooperation. In fact, it's probably a bad idea to do that, but take baby steps. I mean, and I think that if a lot of people were to do just a little bit, then it wouldn't be something where very many people had to take great risks. But all that said, what did you have in mind? Because it doesn't all have to be non-cooperation either. There's other things to do.
I was walking down the street to a farmer's market today, and there's four cops right across the street talking to a lady. I wonder what's going on here. I sit down, be very quiet and calm so they don't react poorly to me. I watch, and it's a casual conversation, nothing exciting is happening. It's four of them there, two sergeants and two troopers. Okay, not a high-tension situation. So I sit on my front porch for a couple of minutes, let them get used to my presence, slowly reach into my pocket, slowly pull out my smartphone. I don't get them all irritated. Oh, it's a gun. No, it's a smartphone. And then I sit there for another minute or so. Let them get used to that. Then I stand up, take my life in my hands, and call across the street, "Miss, are you okay? Would you like me to record this?" And they've been watching me for 3 minutes. The minute I say, "Would you like me to record this?" one of the troopers comes across. "Sir, you're interfering with the police operation. Move along."
Well, I live here.
This is at your house, right?
Yeah, directly across the street from my house.
Yeah, you're interfering with my neighborhood. I'll be staying right
Move
here.
Move along.
I was on my way to the market anyway, so okay, I moved right along.
Well, did the lady respond to you when you inquired if she wanted you to stick around and video?
She looked up, smiled quietly with a kind of an embarrassed blush, but she was smiling, so she's okay with the whole thing.
Okay.
I didn't stick around long enough to get a positive answer from her.
I see.
Because the trooper was walking across the street looking somewhat irritated.
Well, like you said,
it was... I didn't feel like going to jail today.
Sure, and it was your first time doing anything like this, right, Stu?
Correct.
Okay, and you were also alone. I mean, aside from the lady that was being harassed, there wasn't anybody else on your side, correct?
Also correct.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty intimidating situation.
Here you go. This is a state where it's legal to do this, and, you know, they're cops do this all the time. Cops hate cameras. Why do cops hate cameras?
What do they have to hide?
Cops hate cameras, I guess, because they're doing stuff they don't want put on film or on YouTube or whatever.
Right, otherwise
it's
a big deal.
Which says to me that our servants aren't serving.
They're serving themselves.
Yeah, they're serving themselves and their big politician.
Well, I think it's just the idea of accountability. They might not be doing something they don't want on the internet, but they could always, you know, have that option in the future if the camera isn't there. But the camera being there sort of restricts them into a sort of proper role that they actually should have. I mean, it sort of makes them, it's like, you know how people slow down when they see a cop?
Yeah.
Well, a cop slows down when he sees a camera. So this is sort of like,
they get a little more careful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. They're definitely sort of, you know, watching their behavior and their you know, their image.
So there's a couple more questions I have for you, Stu. First of all, where was this? I mean, not the exact street, but what town did you move, or what city?
Manchester.
Okay. So Manchester is an area...
The most open apartments.
No doubt. I mean, Manchester is the best economic area to which to move. It also has a large amount of activist movers. However, the police there, the activist movers haven't been as active as maybe I would like to see.
Their cops haven't been taught that it's okay to film cops.
Right. Over there in Manchester, the cops are a little more heady than the ones here in Keene. They're a little more, easily aggravated. These are the kind of cops who, when they came after a Free Stater, Big Mike, to make an arrest for something he did weeks prior, standing in front of a police car, they came in with guns drawn into his apartment.
Yeah.
And these guys are paranoid, they are dangerous,
aggressive, and
I think you made the right choice, Stu, in going ahead and backing down in that case. Just as a bit of contrast, here in Keene, Michelle Seven, who is our Friday night co-host, she'll probably tell us more about this tomorrow night, but she called up the Porcupine 411 line today, which is a message service. You leave a message and it's blasted out to hundreds of recipients via email, to announce that there were some young ladies that had been pulled over in Keene and that she was there checking it out. She then called me personally to see if I was available to come out. And while she's on the phone with me, she's talking to the police trying to get information about what was going on. So she immediately inserted herself into the situation, and the cop did not like that very much. It's the same cop that arrested me for drinking at the city council meeting last year, and so there was this argument between the two of them on the, that I could hear the entire thing over the phone, where basically she just wanted to know what was going on. The cop made the claim that they had stolen credit cards, and she asked, well, how did you know that? And she was asking them about why they were searching their car, and like, the cop was upset, he was angry, he was irritated, but he didn't do
anything.
Those
confessions aren't forthcoming anymore.
Yeah, he didn't do anything to her. Stu, if you want to stick with us so we can talk a little more about first activism, it's an important step for everybody. 800-259-9231, whether you're in New Hampshire or not, you can take control of your these airwaves here, and it is important to take these steps, at least if you want to be free. If you don't, then just do nothing, and things will get worse. It's Free Talk Live.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS. 401 pass.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetimes. The Free State Project, getting together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people that get it when it comes to what the idea is, what the ideas of freedom are all about. People that not only get what freedom's all about, but also we're willing to do something about it. Even if it's starting from zero, even if you've never done activism before in your life, there's no qualifications necessary to join the Free State Project besides an understanding of liberty and the willingness to be active when you move to New Hampshire. You don't have to do anything in Florida or Ohio or California, wherever it is, in Russia or wherever it is you're coming from. But when you get here, that's the time to get active, because then you've got people on your side. You've got other people, hundreds, who I mentioned before, have made the move. We all made the move. Mark, you and I back in 2006, JJ07.
Yep.
Was it? Yeah. So, and now we're on with Stu here, in, also in New Hampshire, who just moved 2 months ago to Manchester. And
well, also not only doing the activism, but also witnessing it helps, too. It sort of, uncovers the mystery of what happens when someone gets arrested, or what happens
right
in a courtroom, or what happens when someone stands up and says no. And you can learn from someone else's experience. Like, for example, I love watching how Pete Eyre interacts with basically anyone.
He is really smooth.
He's a very smooth communicator, and he's got this very calm, positive demeanor, and very confident. And yet, just watching how he interacts and other people, it just it really helps to dispel a lot of the mythology around these individuals with these badges and guns.
Right. And the more you're around here in New Hampshire, the more opportunities you'll have to see other people doing activism. And at the same time, you can kind of get your feet wet in different areas that feel a little more comfortable than others to use. So some people get it and they go, you know, they do just all politics. Some people, they're doing cop watching like Stu was. And others are doing civil disobedience, creating media. JJ, you just kicked off a TV show, Free Keen TV, which people can see over at freekeen.com. There's a new TV tab there up at the top. You can click on that to see what you've been up to. So whatever it is that floats your boat, it's probably already going on. And if it's not, you can start it, because there's still a lot that needs to be done that isn't happening. You can start it, and other people will join on board.
Exactly. That's the big thing, is there's a lot of labor available. There's a lot of activists who don't really have direction or don't really have much of a project was their own, but they're definitely willing to help out with whatever project you have. So, you know, if you have a great idea, you get it out there, crowdsource it a little bit, share it, be open about it, and be, also be open to other people inputting into that idea and maybe changing it slightly. And then you'll definitely find a lot of support.
So, Stu, are you still with us? Go ahead.
I'm still here. Even if there are people who don't want to help you on the front lines, like me, I'm a behind-the-scenes kind of a guy. I heard about the chalking arrests out in front of Manchester police a couple of weeks ago. Sorry I missed it, but that's a little too confrontational for my taste.
Sure.
So I went to the Manchester PD earlier this week and asked for a complaint form about misconduct of an officer. I didn't have anything to report just there, but I can hand it off to the people who did.
Got it.
Many, many copies. Well, it turns out they don't have one.
Really? It's amazing. They must have never had a complaint before.
Right.
Well, they have a process. You know, I tell them who I am. They usher me in the back.
Yeah, right,
exactly.
I get to speak with one of their higher-ups.
Let me apply these electrodes to you, sir.
Yes. Come into the dungeon and talk. Yeah.
Right, and what happens if the person you're complaining about is the higher-up? If that's the case,
I frowned at the lady behind the screen and accepted her first answer and walked out in a quiet huff. I didn't want to push it any farther than I had to.
Well, we actually have another option available. Recently, we've been talking a lot about this redress of grievance sort of panel or committee amongst the House of Representatives here in New Hampshire.
This is a new panel, as I understand.
That's right, and basically, it would if you have a grievance against a public figure, any public figure, and you know you have some method of proving that grievance and making a case, you can through your whatever representative or the committee, or I don't know exactly how just yet, but we're going to find out.
Right, because no one's done this yet that I know of. So, but by the way, the man in the robe who banned cameras and audio devices from all the courthouses in Keene, he is the guy that actually wrote an editorial piece speaking out against that particular panel that you're talking about.
Oh, excellent.
So, clearly they're on the right track, right?
Right.
Like, if one of the tyrants is saying, this is a terrible idea,
right,
separation of powers, etc., then you know you're on the right track.
If the bad people hate you, you're doing something right.
Well, you know, I don't want them to hate me. I really don't.
They're on a bad track, though.
But yeah, I mean, they're doing the wrong thing, and inevitably, if I'm doing what's right and they're doing what's wrong, they're not going to appreciate what I'm doing, especially if it threatens their ability to do what's wrong.
When you speak truth to power, and power gets upset, I think you're doing the right thing.
Stu, thanks for coming on tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. It's great that you're here, and welcome to New Hampshire. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. And that's just it. You just got to get your feet wet. Get out there. Do whatever feels comfortable. And then push your comfort zone out just a little bit. Just push it out just a little bit. Take a step outside of the box and see how it feels. And like you said, JJ, there are plenty of examples around for you to see what happens when you do X, Y, or Z.
Well, whereas... Yeah, I think you actually build courage by watching other people stand up. You know, it's not necessarily you that has to endure the flame, necessarily, but you can always learn from someone else's experience, some vicarious interaction or experience. And
it's
just
encouraging.
Right, exactly. And then seeing how, oh, he went to jail and he's fine, he didn't get beat up or nothing like that. You know, there's the horror stories from, Philadelphia or BART police. You know, that sort of stuff doesn't necessarily happen in New Hampshire, fortunately for us. But at the same time, you still, you know, that lingering fear and doubt will quickly dissipate the more you see how things actually work. The more you see activism happening right in front of you, you'll definitely gain a lot of courage.
Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231.
I was just basically going to say that, you know, when the first time you do something, this is how it was for me. The first time I decided, oh, I see a stop here, I'm going to film this. The cop, you know, blustered and fluffed up. This may have been some of the first cop watching that went on in Keene, New Hampshire. They hadn't seen it before, and they chased me off. But, you know, it acclimated that police officer to some extent to this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, police departments really have to ask themselves, hey, if we're running people off that are filming us, what are we doing? And I want them to ask that question. I mean, that's a good question. There are places in the United States, they're not asking themselves that question. You film them, they're going to throw you directly in jail and try to bury you under it if they can.
You think about the numbers as well. I mean, always talking about how numbers are critical, and they're critical from every single aspect, from the success of civil disobedience to the success of political activism and mass media that you have out there. But you just think about having those numbers out there. When somebody puts out that Pork 411 call and they put out that message and it goes out to hundreds, maybe soon thousands of recipients, and they say, hey, there's a situation going down here at this location, the more people there are in any given area, the more likely that one of those folks, or more than one of them, is going to be off work at the time, that they're going to be in the vicinity at the time as well, and it will be relatively easy for them to make it to that particular location. Whereas if there's only a handful of folks in any given area, their effectiveness is going to be limited. I mean, you could have a situation where if there are enough people in any given area, the cops pull anybody over, odds are good that just on that road somebody will be traveling at that particular time, and they can pull over even without hearing any sort of a call or being listening to a police
scanner. Well, especially in Keene. And Keene isn't that big of an area.
Right.
You don't need a lot of concentration for this small city. You can easily bike from one end of the city to the other and back in, you know, what, a matter of maybe half an hour.
And I would say biking 15 minutes maybe, because I know I've walked from one side of the city all the way up to my home, which is not quite the other side of the city, but a good distance, and that only took about 30 minutes. So it's a really small area.
And also here in Keene and Manchester as well, and I'm sure all over the state, they're using the two-way radios, which is really helping the response and coordinate efforts and such.
But all of this stuff is still, I mean, it's in its... In initial stages, it's nascent. Is nascent the right word?
Nascent.
It's the very beginning, the very ground floor here. There's a lot of growth that still needs to happen, and you can be a part of it. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more. 800-259-9231, which is, by the way, the 21st most popular libertarian website.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up what you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll find links to Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. Great prices, huge selection, free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items. You can even buy used, though, if you want to. Go and get your shopping done, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of Amazon's profits when you enter through our links over at shop.freetalklive.com. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low, they can't even be mentioned on the air. You can get additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That ought to cover shipping for you. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, so of course we will take your calls about whatever you want, and I mentioned the Free State Project is apparently the 21st most popular website in the Libertarian Top 50 sites.
Who does this ranking?
DeathBy1000PaperCuts.com.
Yeah, I've read a lot of stuff off of that site. It is not unpopular itself. Where does it rank?
I don't know. I think it's not really a Libertarian site from what I understand.
Okay.
But anyway.
I've read a lot of stuff from there.
Let's see. Also on the list here, number one, LouRockwell.com.
Yep, that's the big boy. Sure.
What they did here was they went to Alexa.com, which isn't a scientific measurement of anything.
But it's
anything
the closest thing that's out there.
That I know of. It's a pretty good indicator of popularity. I mean, Google, if you look at Alexa, Google's number one, Facebook's number two, which is true.
Well, what about versus Google Analytics? Or is that a different kind of measuring system?
Well, Google Analytics is a scientific measurement because it's actually measuring each visit to your site. But that information is not available publicly. So Alexa.com is where you can go. You punch up any website in there, and they'll tell you what the ranking is of all of the websites in the world. And they don't have any way of accessing that analytics data, and Google's not going to release that. They're not going to release your analytics data for your website publicly.
All right.
So that would be the most accurate way to do it, but Google doesn't analyze every single website, so it wouldn't have a full range of every site. The way the Alexa system works is they have this Alexa toolbar that people install, I guess. Some people must install this thing. I don't know anybody who has it. But there are these people that have this toolbar, and then so every time they go to a website, the toolbar basically logs that information, and it aggregates all the information of all the people using the toolbar in their browser and figures out what are the most popular sites out there.
Hmm.
So again, not the most scientific of measurements, but an interesting and fun and somewhat useful measurement nonetheless. And they post this, I guess, on a monthly basis, from what I understand, the Libertarian Top 50. Free Talk Live checking in at number 20, by the way, and our friends over at Freedom's Phoenix in at number 19, as well as Free Keen coming onto the list at the first time at number 37.
Wow.
And the Cop Block over at number 30. So lots of New Hampshire-oriented, New Hampshire-based sites, which I think is good.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, Mark, you wanted me to mention those numbers, so there you have them.
Yeah, well, it's nice to show up good on the numbers.
All right, so 800-259-9231. But we've got a ways to go before we're going to challenge LouRockwell.com. He's pretty situated up there at the number one position. All right, we'll continue here. We'll take your calls. The news is about Social Security, and I wanted to get to this last night. We didn't have time for it. This is a big issue. Now, we've talked about Social Security in the past, and, of course, anybody that's paying attention knows that, well, it's not solvent. You know, it's likely not going to be there for you. If you're of a younger portion of the generations, you can pretty much count.
Yeah, but how long have they been saying that phrase? Because I think I remember hearing that when I was a teenager.
That Social Security's out of money and you're not going to get it?
Yeah.
They've been saying it for a long time.
No, I agree that it's probably been fleeced for so many social programs and reasons that just can't even be, I bet aren't even accounted for. You know, there's probably not enough paper trail to explain where all this money went. But at the same time, you know, I've never counted on Social Security going to be there when I, you know, retire at whatever age that's going to end up being.
Sure. So. Well, if I ever retire, whatever that even means,
right? Right.
I mean, I like what I do, so I don't want to stop. At least not right now. But you're right, JJ. I mean, they've been saying this for a long time, and of course, the politicians use this as an issue that they can campaign on. Well, we're going to save Social Security, and then they present whatever their plan is. And the reason why Social Security is still around now is because they have managed to kind of delay the inevitable.
I mean, wasn't it not too long ago that the rush of baby boomer retirees was going to start? Maybe it was 6 years ago or something to that effect, and that they had basically said brace yourselves because there are basically too many commitments coming up for us to meet or too many obligations. And that, you know, there's going to be a lot of problems with this big influx of retirement payments.
That's actually, we're in the midst of that now, aren't we?
I mean,
didn't that pretty much start just a few years ago with the gen, whatever it is, the baby boomers hitting retirement age? That just started not too long ago, within the last few years.
Just recently, baby boomers have started hitting retirement. But the fact is, everybody's working now, still.
And it's a Ponzi scheme, which is why it doesn't really work. I mean, besides the fact that you're using force, and it's the government, so they always break their promises. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons why Social Security is screwed, but one of the main reasons is it's set up to fail. It's a Ponzi scheme. Now, if you and I set up a Ponzi scheme, then we'll go to jail for it. In fact, Charles Ponzi is what it's named after, and he went to jail for creating
this. Oh, yeah. The government put him in jail and then started a program just like his for Social Security.
Right? But it's legal when they do it because they're the government or not.
It's not legal. It's just it's not capable of being enforced illegally. You know, the illegal action isn't capable of being
it is legal. I mean, legal.
They make the laws,
right? Legal describes their system and what is allowed and permitted within it and what is not. But essentially, Mark, can you describe a Ponzi scheme?
A Ponzi scheme is essentially a program where you take money in and then you pay some artificially high interest rate. Usually this is how the criminals do it, so that people would want to get in because otherwise, you know, the government can just force you into it. But you pay some kind of artificially high interest rate to people and then they start getting money out, but it all falls apart when everybody wants their money at the end.
So, like, for instance, if you start with 10 people on the first level, let's say, and you get the first 10 investors in your little scam, well, then you need to get 25 investors or whatever to pony up the same amount of money.
Hey,
to make
I'm getting
sure you
15% here. You should invest your money. So then they take their money, and then they start paying the 15% to the investors. Now, remember, this is all on paper, and you don't get anything until, you know, it's not like they're sending you checks.
Well,
it's just on paper.
Now, hold on a second. You're talking about Social Security or Ponzi scheme?
I'm talking about a Ponzi scheme.
No, the early people get money. The early people into the Ponzi scheme get money.
Yes, that builds confidence.
Right. They will have testimonials about the Ponzi scheme because they're
making
money.
Usually they'll take their money out and then put it back in. So, I mean, when you put your money into a bank and you get interest on it, it's just numbers on a piece of paper.
I see what you're saying, but they do make payouts initially in the Ponzi scheme.
They put numbers into your bank account, but they don't have to pay until you withdraw.
Right, but people can get paid. Do you understand what I'm saying?
They can,
right,
absolutely.
I just want to make sure that's clear. In the beginning, in a Ponzi scheme, it all looks good.
Yep.
And then eventually you run out of new dupes to bring into the scheme, and once you can't feed into it anymore with enough people to pay out, then it crashes.
You only have to pay out when people want to get their money out, and when they want to get their money out, then you pay out whatever you're going to pay out, and then at some point you don't have any more because you've been living off of it. What the government's done, however, is they... Social Security really only offers 1%.
Yeah.
1% interest. You could get this at a savings account. Better. Significantly better. Twice that. Three times
that.
With a
CD, you'll get more than that, yeah.
So what the government does is they just raid it. Rather than offer these high interest rates, they use monopoly pressure to force people into it, force businesses to put their employees into it. Because you don't actually have to do it individually, but many people do. Just because they're scared, I guess, because everybody else is doing it. It's like lemmings. They jump off a cliff. Everybody else is. But the government then raids the fund rather than offering, rather than people taking their money out, because you can't really take your money out in Social Security. You're going to get paid the way you get paid. The government just says, look at all that money. Well, here, we'll write them a little IOU.
Right. Mm-hmm. We just can't let that sit there.
I mean, at this point, government IOUs are beginning to stink like dead skunks.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So the Ponzi schemes fail because it's built to fail. There's no way it can possibly succeed in the long
run. Well, it's built to succeed for a very small number of people.
Right. It succeeds for the people initially investing in it and the people operating it.
That's
the ones that really succeed in the Ponzi scheme. And so you're right, Mark, that the government essentially is running the same scam. It's been running for a long time because the government has the ability, because they're the government, to intimidate people and also into participating. And also they get to change the rules as well. Whereas,
sure. Retirement age and such. What is the retirement age right now? Do you know?
65, I believe.
Yeah, well, I think that you could start early at 62 and get a smaller payout.
Well, if people born in 1945 would be 66 today. So I guess that is the beginning of the baby boomer.
1945? Yeah, okay, you're right.
Yeah, right after the World War II. It's basically the baby boomer first time.
Toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up. We'll tell you what the news is about Social Security. It's not good, and it's probably going to happen sooner than most people think. We're on the way, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.